The resignation of Cardinal Law does nothing to solve the financial problems facing the church. The Boston Archdiocese is considering bankruptcy in the face of multi-million dollar claims by victims of sexually abusive priests. No Catholic diocese has ever declared bankruptcy, and the Vatican would have to give its approval to such a declaration. NPR religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports bankruptcy would not be a quick fix for the Roman Catholic Church.
For a corporation in financial trouble, bankruptcy is a way to cut losses, restructure and reorganize, and ultimately stay in business. Financially, bankruptcy could do the same for the Boston Archdiocese, but that's where the similarity ends. The church is not a business, and its turmoil is not solely financial. Cardinal Law's mishandling of the sexual abuse scandal has angered and alienated tens of thousands of lay Catholics and more than a few priests. Professor Thomas Coe, who teaches finance at Quinnipiac University, says whatever its financial benefits, declaring bankruptcy could make the lack of trust in church leaders much worse.
It does put a pretty bleak picture towards the ethical and moral leadership that the Catholic Church has, because it makes it look like the Catholic Church is just trying to hide behind the law. And so it's really putting the Vatican into a bad light, because it makes it look like it's all a financial decision.
Some lay Catholics say it's not the concept of bankruptcy per se that bothers them, but questions about the church's motive for considering it. Cardinal Law's resignation may ease those concerns slightly, but Steve Kruger, the executive director of Voice of the Faithful, a lay group that claims more than 25,000 members, says the crisis in the church has not just been about Cardinal Law, but about the church's hierarchy in general. He says the resignation aside, the church's response to the scandal so far does not foster a lot of trust.
The Catholic Church has basically had its priorities backwards. It has put its financial welfare and its image ahead of its pastoral responsibilities. And I think whatever avenues the church chooses to take to remedy the current situation, it has to change its thought process 180 degrees. It has to put its pastoral responsibilities to the survivor community, their families, and the laity ahead of whatever financial considerations it may have.
The Vatican itself is not financially on the hook. As a sovereign state, it cannot be dragged into a U.S. court. But it must approve any decision to seek bankruptcy protection. And bankruptcy would require the Boston Archdiocese to cede most of its financial decisions to civil courts, an intrusion the Vatican might find unacceptable. Frederick Nafziger, a professor of business law at Indiana University South Bend, says even more troubling to Rome, bankruptcy could allow the courts and creditors to intrude even further into church business.
It could, you know, touch upon very prickly issues where a bishop would think, well, that's an ecclesiastical matter where I should have sole authority, and the bankruptcy court and the creditors might say, well, it's a blend of both financial matters and ecclesiastical, and because it's a blend, we have to give approval over the financial arena.
And Nafziger says bankruptcy is not always a quick solution, even financially. He says the fastest the church could expect resolution would be 18 months to 2 years, but he cautions the church would have no guarantees.
Because every dollar that goes to one creditor is a dollar less to the others, sometimes the creditors fall to very contentious fighting amongst themselves over who gets what. And if that would ensue in the Boston matter, that could drag the bankruptcy out even longer. You might find it stretching 4 or 5 years.
Cardinal Law's resignation means the difficult decision about bankruptcy will fall on the watch of his successor. But given the uncertainty the resignation has raised, any drastic action to solve the financial concerns of the Boston Archdiocese will have to remain on hold, at least until Law's replacement is in place. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.